Robert Kennedy's efforts to help children like Catherine Wilson, Charlie Dillard, David White, and Brenda Luckett were, in a way, a continuation of his civil rights work. His visit to the Delta opened his eyes to the real and painful consequences of generations of exploitation and oppression in a place like Mississippi. And once he saw it there, he began to see it elsewhere in America, in the hills of Kentucky and the lettuce fields of California. It is always far easier for leaders like Kennedy to think in abstract terms like slavery, sharecropping, segregation, disenfranchisement, and poverty, and deplore them, and even work to correct them, but from afar. But in the Mississippi Delta, perhaps Kennedy glimpsed the very real human pain and struggle that were, in part, sad consequences of America's great original sin. For there are consequences when a nation enslaves a people. There are consequences when, even after that slavery ends, a nation allows the powerful to continue to use those people and their children as they would animals or machines, and then discard them when they are no longer useful. There are consequences when a Department of Justice turns a blind eye as generations of people are stripped of their rights as citizens because of the color of their skin. There are consequences when a nation is slow to address the violent intimidation and murder of men and women who simply asked to exercise rights that could have been used to improve their lot. There are consequences when banks redline neighborhoods, forcing too many people of color into dilapidated rural shacks, slums, and ghettos. Perhaps what Kennedy saw so clearly that day was that when America refuses to see and address these wrongs, and others like them, it is more than just a political calculation. It is a choice that leaves children to cry softly in the night while mothers pray, and listless babies to grasp for bits of rice on a dirty floor.